I'm Steve Jess with a look at Montana news. Political Practices Commissioner Jonathan Motl has stepped up his fight to have Bozeman Republican Senator Art Wittick removed from office. Motl filed new documents in mid-November in an ongoing court battle over Wittick's 2010 campaign for the state Senate. Motl claims Wittick illegally took advantage of a package of services offered for free or low cost by the National Right to Work Committee, an anti-union organization. The package, allegedly called The Works, offered assistance with fundraising, website production, and voter research. Motl's filing did not include any documentation to back up the claim. Wittick told the Bozeman Daily Chronicle he paid market prices for every service he used and accused Motl of engaging in political persecution. Wittick could be expelled from the legislature if found guilty in a jury trial in late March. University of Montana President Royce Engstrom acknowledges that critics are calling for his head after he announced plans to cut over 200 jobs due to a declining enrollment. He told MTPR today some people are questioning whether he should keep his job.
That's for other people to decide. I have what I view as a very strong vision for this university. We are on the path already to being a research powerhouse. If you look at the last 5 years that I've been president, we've had some tremendously good things happen. Our fundraising is off the charts. We've added a number of programs at all degree levels.
Engstrom acknowledges some big challenges during his tenure too, including disappointing student recruiting efforts and a Justice Department probe of sexual assaults at the school. Don't expect a formal delisting proposal to come out of this week's meeting of the state and federal grizzly bear experts in Missoula. Chris Servine is Grizzly Bear Recovery Coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says no delisting proposals will be introduced this year. When and if that happens, that would kick off a lengthy review, risk analysis, and public comment period.
It would probably take, many months to evaluate the comments because we'd probably get thousands of comments. And then we'd reach a decision on whether the bear was delisted or not. It probably takes at least 9 months to 12 months to reach a decision from when we propose.
The Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee will discuss a wide variety of topics this week during its winter meeting, including updates on bear habitat, grizzly bear conflicts, and public outreach programs. The session continues through Wednesday. The superintendent of Missoula County Public Schools says a corrupted computer file led the school to unintentionally release medical and personal information about students in an email to parents who had attended a meeting about the football program at Hellgate High School. Superintendent Mark Thane said the document that was to be sent last Friday was intended to convey notes from a parent meeting, but the corrupted file included 16 pages of confidential information about students. Once the error was discovered, administrators asked the 28 recipients to delete the file. Thane said Tuesday that while the school's release of the information was unintentional, anyone who shared any part of it may be subject to state and federal legal consequences for intentionally releasing confidential information. Thane said parents with concerns can contact his office. Flathead County's Health Department is reporting two confirmed cases of the flu, type A. This marks the beginning of the flu season in the Flathead, though it's been underway for 3 months in some other parts of the state. Health officials are reminding people that flu shots are still available. Northwestern Energy admits it put the decimal point in the wrong place this week when it estimated how much electric and gas bills would go up as a result of a hike in property taxes. Northwestern originally told state regulators and the news media that the unexpected $22 million increase would cause bills to go up between 4% and 5% in the next year. Today, the utility revised its estimate, saying it should have said the increase would be closer to 0.5%. I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.